Okay.
Hold on.
Do you really want to be that guy? Really? Dude, trust me. I love you. You don't want to be that guy.
You don't. This is tough love, my friend. You don't. This is the last time from us. This is the last time you're ever going to say that ever at a concert ever again.
I'd rather you yell out achy breaky heart.
Yes. Definitely. Something with like a little bit of like you in it. You know what I mean? Because I know that Freebird's not you.
It's so... Friends don't let friends yell out Freebird.
Yeah, it's just not... It's not worth doing anymore.
And we'll dude, you're on tape doing that shit.
Yeah. We'll have a meeting.
We're going to teach him a hard lesson. Okay, we're going to put it on the recording.
It is on the record.
And he's going to know that millions of people are going to go, oh, what a dick.
It's coming from right here, man. It's coming from right here.
Consider this a free bird intervention.
So every once in a while, you write a song that you kind of have to forget for a while. You have to let it go, put it away somewhere far, far away from you because it's just too raw. It's just too much to sing. And when we were getting ready to do the record for Duo, Richard came to me and said, well, why don't you play this song? I said, no, you know what? I don't ever want to sing that song. I needed to write it, I needed to get it out there, and I needed to let it go. And he sort of looked at me and I was like, well, what if I play piano on it? And I was like, all right, cool, that's great, let's do it, sweet. So this is it's a great thing for me to have Richard play piano on this song because I'm such a fan of his piano playing.